Mama, listen to the only one. Only the one was in her heart. She was merged into the love for the one. And even impossible became possible.
मन की आँखों से हर पल ही तुझको देखूं मन की आँखों से हर पल ही तुझको देखूं बाबा खड़े हैं पास मेरे दिल से दुआएं मांगूं बाबा मेरे बाबा मेरे बाबा मेरे बाबा मेरे
मन की आंखों से हर पल ही तुझको
ठीक है बच्ची क्योंकि रावण के पांच शीश दिख रहे हैं कल से जरा जितने शिशुपालों का कोई पांच शीश नहीं दिख रहे हैं ये रावण ठीक है तो इस तरह में शिव और पद्म तो भाई सत्य जी लक्ष्मी नारायण का ऊपर में शिव और लक्ष्मी नारायण भी नीचे तेरे जैसे वो जिस तरह पहने वाले तो भी बहुत अच्छा अभी देखो बाबा तो
18 September 2014 Morning Murli, Om Shanti, Bab Dada Madhuban. Sweet children, you have come to the Father in order to reform your character. You now have to make your character divine. Why are you children forbidden to sit here with your eyes closed? Why are you children forbidden to sit here with your eyes closed? Because the Father, the one who takes you beyond with a glance, is personally in front of you. If your eyes are closed, how can you go beyond with a glance? You do not sit with your eyes closed at school. If you close your eyes, laziness will come. Your children are studying in this school. This is your source of income. You are earning an income of hundreds of thousands of millions. Laziness and sorrow cannot come while earning an income. Essence for Dharana. First, imbibe the sanskars that the Father has. Become an ocean of knowledge like the Father. Practice remaining soul conscious. Second, in order to for you souls to make your battery satopradhan, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance as you walk and move around. Imbibe a divine character, become very, very sweet. Blessings. May you be a true server who serves as an embodiment of Dharana and thereby attain the instant fruit of happiness. It is very good to have enthusiasm for service. However, if you do not receive a chance for service according to the circumstances, then your state should not come down or fluctuate. If you do not have a chance to relate knowledge, but you create an impact by being an embodiment of Dharana, then those marks are accumulated in service. Children who are embodiment of Dharana are true servers. They receive blessings from all, and in return for their service, they experience the instant fruit of happiness. Slogan: make the bestower the bestower of fortune and the bestower of blessings. Pleased with your true heart, and you will stay in spiritual pleasure. Om Shanti. The Father explains to you, sweetest spiritual children. You children know that the spiritual Father comes from the supreme abode and teaches us. What is he teaching? He teaches souls to have yoga with the Father. This is also called the pilgrimage of remembrance. You have also been told that by remembering the Father, you sweet spiritual children will become pure and will reach your pure land of peace. This explanation is very easy. Consider yourself to be a soul and remember your beloved, the unlimited Father, and your sins of birth after birth will continue to be burnt away. This is called the fire of yoga. This is the ancient Raja Yoga of Bharat, which the Father teaches every 5,000 years when he comes. The unlimited Father comes in Bharat and enters this ordinary body and explains to you children. It is through this remembrance that the sins of your many births will be cut away, because the Father is the purifier and the almighty authority. The batteries of you souls have now become tamopradhan. They were satopradhan, and so how can they be made satopradhan again, so that you can return home to your abode of peace and then go to the satopradhan world? How can they be made satopradhan again, so that you can return home to your abode of peace and then go to the satopradhan world? You children have to remember this very well. The Father gives you children this dose. You can stay on this pilgrimage of remembrance as you walk and move around and while sitting. Stay at home with your family and remain as pure as a lotus to whatever extent possible. You have to remember the Father, and together with that, you also have to imbibe divine virtues. Because people of the world have devilish characters, you children have come here in order to make your characters divine. The characters of Lakshmi and Narayan were very sweet. It is they who are praised on the path of devotion. However, no one knows when the path of devotion begins. You have now come to know, you also know when the kingdom of Ravan begins. Since you know that you are the children of the ocean of knowledge, the spiritual Father, you children have to keep this entire knowledge in your intellect. The spiritual Father now comes to teach you. You also know that the Father is not ordinary. He is the spiritual Father, and he has come to teach you. He always resides in Brahmalok, whereas everyone physical Father resides here. You children have to have the firm faith that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who is also the unlimited Father, is the one teaching us souls on the path of devotion, although people have physical father. They call out to the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. His one accurate name is Shiva. The Father himself explains, sweetest children, I only have the one name, Shiva. Although they have built many temples in his name and given him many names, all of that is paraphernalia of the path of devotion. My one accurate name is Shiva. You children are called souls. There is also nothing wrong in calling you Saligrams. There are many Saligrams. There is only one Shiva. He is the unlimited Father and all the rest are the children. Previously you were limited children living with your limited father. You did not have knowledge, but you perform many types of devotion. You perform devotion for half the cycle. The path of devotion began in the Copper Age and the kingdom of Ravan also began then. This is a very easy aspect and yet people find it difficult to understand these easy things. No one knows when the kingdom of Ravan began. You sweet children know that the Father alone is the ocean of knowledge. He comes and gives you children what he has. The scriptures belong to the path of devotion. You have now come to know that there is knowledge. Devotion and then disinterest. These are the three main things. Sannyasis also know about knowledge, devotion and disinterest, but the disinterest of sannyasis is limited. They cannot teach unlimited disinterest. There are two types of disinterest. One is limited and the other is unlimited. One is the disinterest of Hatha Yogi Sannyasi and the other is unlimited disinterest. Yours is Raj Yoga, whereas they are called sannyasis who renounce their homes and business and go and live in forest. Those Hatha Yogis renounce their homes and business in order to remain pure. That too is good. The Father says Bharat used to be very pure. There is no other land as pure as this one was. The praise of Bharat is very elevated. The people of Bharat do not know this themselves. Because of forgetting the Father, you forgot everything. That is, you became atheist and orphans. There was so much peace and happiness in the golden age. Now there is so much peacelessness and sorrow. The supreme region is anyway the land of peace where we souls reside. Souls come down here from their home to play their unlimited parts. This is now the auspicious confluence age when the unlimited Father comes in order to take you to the new world. The Father comes and makes you the most elevated of all. God is called the highest on high, but no one knows who he is or who should be called God. They keep an image of large lingam and they believe that that is the incorporeal supreme soul. They do not understand that he is the father of our souls. They simply worship him. They always say Shiv Baba. They never say Rudra Baba or Babulnath Baba. You also write, are you remembering Shiv Baba? Are you remembering your inheritance? This slogan should be put up in every home. Remember Shiv Baba and your sins will be burnt away because only the Father is the purifier. Not a single person in this impure world can be pure, and no one in the pure world can be impure. Impure ones are mentioned everywhere in the scriptures. They say that Ravan existed in the Silver Age and that Sita was abducted. They also show Kans, Jarasandhan, Hiranyakasura, name of devils, etc. Along with Krishna, they have made false allegations against Krishna. Now none of that can exist in the golden age. They have falsely accused him. They have slandered God as well as the deities. They continue to defame everyone. Therefore, the father now says, this pilgrimage of remembrance is for purifying souls. You have to become pure and go to the pure world. The father also explains the cycle of 84 births. This is now your final birth and you have to return home. Your bodies will not return home. Only all the souls will return. Therefore, sweetest spiritual children, as you sit here, consider yourselves to be souls, not bodies. In other satsang, you sit in a state of body consciousness. Here, the father says, sit in the state of soul consciousness. Just as I, the ocean of knowledge, have the sanskars, so you children also have to become the same. He also explains the contrast between the unlimited father and a limited father. The unlimited father sits here and explains the entire knowledge to you. Previously you did not know this. He now tells you everything. How the cycle of world turns and also the beginning, middle and end, the duration of the cycle. On the path of devotion, you were put into immense darkness by being told that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. You have continued to come down. People say, the more devotion we do, the more we pull the Father down here. The Father will come and make us pure. You pull the Father because when you are impure, you become very unhappy. You say, we call out to the Father to come. The Father also sees that 5,000 years have passed and it is when people have become totally unhappy. And Tamopradhan, that he comes. Unhappy and Tamopradhan, that he comes. This study is not for this whole world. You souls imbibe this knowledge and will carry it with you. Just as I am the ocean of knowledge, so you are rivers of knowledge. This knowledge is not for this world. This is a dirty world and bodies are dirty. You have to renounce them. The body cannot become pure here. I am the father of the souls. I have come to purify souls. Human beings are not able to understand any of these things. They have totally stone intellects and they are impure. That is why they call out, O purifier, it is the soul that has become impure. It is the soul that does everything. It is the soul that performs devotion. It is the soul that adopt a body. The father says, I have now come to take your souls back. I, the unlimited father, have come on your invitation. You have been calling out to me a great deal. Even now people still continue to call out. O purifier, O God, the father, come and liberate us from the sorrows of the whole world and the devil, so that we can all return home. No one else knows where our home is, how and when we can return home. People beat their heads so much in order to go into liberation. They adopt so many gurus, they have continued to beat their heads for birth after birth. Those gurus do not even know about the happiness of liberation in life. They only want liberation. They even ask how there can be peace in the world. Sannyasis only know about liberation. They do not know about liberation in life. However, it is the Father who gives the inheritance of both liberation and liberation in life. When you are in the land of liberation in life, everyone else will be in liberation. Your children are now taking this knowledge in order to become that. You are the ones who have experienced the most happiness, and you are also the ones who have experienced the most sorrow. You who belong to the original deity religion have become those whose actions and religion have become corrupt. You belong to the pure household path. Lakshmi and Narayan belong to the pure household path. To renounce one's home and business is the religion of sannyasi. At first, the sannyasis very, very good. Sannyasis were very good. You too were very good at first. You have now become Tamopradhan. The father says this is the performance of the drama. The father explains this study is for the new world. According to the drama, every 5,000 years I have to enter this impure body in the impure world. Neither is the cycle hundreds of thousands of years, nor am I omnipresent. You have simply been defaming me by saying this. However, I still come and uplift you a great deal. No one has been defamed as much as Shiv Baba. The Father makes you into the masters of the world, and yet you continue to say that He is omnipresent. When defamation reaches its limit, it is then that I come and uplift you. This is the auspicious benevolent confluence age. When I come to make you pure, I show you such an easy method for become pure. You have been stumbling a great deal on the path of devotion. You used to go and bathe in a pond because you believe that you would become pure by doing that. There is a vast difference between that water and the purifier father. All of that is the path of devotion, whereas this is the path of knowledge. Human beings are in immense darkness. They are sleeping in the sleep of Kumbhakarna. You know, and it has also been remembered, that an intellect that has no love for God at the time of destruction is destroyed. You now have loving intellects, number wise. According to your effort, they have not yet become full loving intellects, because Maya makes you gain. This is battle with the five vices. The five vices are called Ravan. Ravan is portrayed with a donkey head. Baba has also explained that you never sit with your eyes closed in school. On the path of devotion, people are taught to remember God. They are told to sit with their eyes closed. Here the father says this is a school. You have heard that God takes souls beyond with a glance. People say that this one is a magician. But that has also been remembered, God the magician. The deities were also taken beyond with a glance. The one who changes humans into deities with a glance is, of course, the magician. The father sits here and recharges your batteries. So, if you children sit with your eyes closed, what would be said? You do not sit with your eyes closed at school. Otherwise, you would feel lazy. This is your source of income. An income of hundreds of thousands of millions. You would not yawn whilst earning income. Here your souls have to be reformed. The image of the aim and objective is in front of you. If you want to see what their kingdom was like, visit the Dilwala temple. That temple is non-living, whereas this temple is the living temple of Dilwala. The deities are portrayed there, and so is heaven. The one who grants salvation to everyone comes in Abu. This is why Abu is the greatest pilgrimage place. The Father comes here and grants salvation to all the founders of religions and gurus. This is the greatest pilgrimage place. However, it is incognito. No one knows this. Achcha.
Sabhi Sintas ke Brahma Mukhavan Savali Brahma Kula Bhushan Swadashan Chakradari Sarvish Able Bachchon ko आज दुर्वार के दिन बाप दादा का जल्द जान से कर प्रेम से याद प्यार और गुड मॉर्निंग
टू द स्वीटेस्ट बिलवड लॉन्ग लॉस्ट एंड नाउ फाउंड चिल्ड्रन लव रिमेम्बरेंस एंड गुड मॉर्निंग फ्रॉम द मदर द स्पिरिचुअल फादर सेज नमस्ते टू द स्पिरिचुअल चिल्ड्रन स्पिरिचुअल चिल्ड्रन से नमस्ते टू द स्पिरिचुअल फादर ओम शांति